Hi, I'm Doug McClenahan, and I am a student at Mount Edgecombe High School.
Without respect, people don't have a purpose to live. If they don't know that they can walk around in life and not be judged for every movement they make, then there's no point of being around. And so that's why Choose Respect is important to me.
My name is Allie Barnes, and I'm the AmeriCorps volunteer at Mount Edgecombe High School. Respect is important for making a community work, for making families work, for making our whole nation work. So I think it's an integral quality for just our nation in general.
My name is Tracy Ganyu. I think it's fantastic to stand in solidarity with everyone here. I think this is all about community supporting each other. Because we're here together, and I think people can see, I think it's a visualization of knowing that there are people here that care. And by walking down storefronts and seeing cars go by that may not know what's happening, we're making a statement, and we're making that statement together, supporting each other.
I'm Mim McConnell, mayor of Sitka. There isn't any community that I know of that doesn't need to focus more on respecting each other and treating each other with kindness and consideration. So we all need that reminder.
My name is Dionne Brady Howard, and I'm a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School. To be honest, it was given as a choice to each individual teacher whether they wanted to give up their third period class time to come over. And the way that it was approached was the students who are involved with Silk were the ones who went around and asked us if it was something we wanted to be involved in. And I can say that as a teacher, it meant a lot more to me, and it caught my attention more to hear it from a student, that this is something they wanted to be involved in, and was it something that we could please assent to involve our students in. And so it made an impact on me to hear that from one of my students, that this was important.
Sheldon Schmidt, Chief of Police here in Sitka.
Vicki D'Amico, Executive Director at Sitkins Against Family Violence. These students, for example, are going to remember this, and they also belong to different prevention strategy groups, Sitka Youth Leadership Committees, and Student Government Committees, and they take this message back into their groups.
Right, these are the kids from all over the state in their villages,
so I mean, future.
What a great thing to see all these kids out.
This is a message I know both of you in your professional capacities drive home all the time. What's it feel like to look at all these people who are here for this?
I'm emotional right now. I am very emotional. I mean, the first year there were a handful, the second year there were more, and this is the most we've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's very emotional to see that most of them are youth.
It means everything.